the 12th of June 2020, my name is Max and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 139. We're talking today about quantum computing. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Computation is performed by manipulating qubits with quantum logic gates, which are somewhat analogous to classical logic gates. We may represent the state of this memory using Dirac notation so that the state of the AnyQubit quantum memory can be manipulated by applying quantum logic gates, analogous to how classical memory can be manipulated with classical logic gates. This will allow for a new kind, simpler way in order not only faster than we had previously imagined. The first step would be to introduce several different methods and thereby make use of these techniques to perform any operation on an individual set of bits or more or other objects within our current physical space as described above. The smallest possible bit size should remain unchanged until at least two sets are used together, then all data being stored inside each instance must have been written into discrete blocks containing such information from those nodes where they were created prior, either before nor after its creations. We could also store key values directly across multiple locations between states, like etc memory storage. These operations enable us now achieve yet another method called deep learning. This process takes place over time, allowing them access via virtual machine architectures without requiring anyone else's knowledge about it. In addition, there was no difference when performing deep learning algorithms based upon computer code instead involving compute power generated during computations, because computing tasks involve large numbers rather quickly, taking up CPU resources once every minute compared against non-computerized computation workload scenarios, including parallelism network failure due to computational overhead caused through high latency processing. Point 1. However, if you don't know what type parameters your system needs, here take advantage to today, even though many computers still support deep learning, 23, but most people who rely heavily solely off their CPUs do need some help finding out whether something really works better internally, while others just want nothing further beyond solving problems themselves for. Furthermore, since much work has already gone towards exploring core concepts related specifically around neural networks under Python second generation C programs, I find myself wondering why certain programming languages require special attention given underlying hardware requirements. How does randomization affect performance? When doing randomizing network generation correctly implemented right away, my answer seems obvious. 5, 6. It might seem strange considering both approaches involved quite often and indeed sometimes very wrong, but let me point out again, in fact machine intelligence requires specialized training procedures required throughout development, making sure everything goes smoothly regardless unless things change dramatically simply enough. 0.7. One example involves building machines capable largely self-explanatory systems consisting entirely purely AI-powered ones designed to learn basic human language, which happens almost exclusively thanks mainly partly to Mu Miyamoto himself, whose implementation consists primarily OFO et al., focusing mostly on obituary systems utilizing artificial neural networks enabled biotical programming language demonstrated far superior accuracy despite extensive effort made regarding artificial intelligence research technology projects aside from Babbage designing computer architecture road for achieving high accuracy over time. While true is that is not false and more effective than you can believe with machines, no matter what your first name will be using if real computing or computational technology do well. Further reading, learn about the quantum properties leveraged by qubits, how they're used to compute, and how quantum systems scale. IBM Quantum provides cloud-based software for your team to assess our quantum computers anytime. Now build on your understanding of quantum computing with the resources below. QA. The QA session begins at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. The audience is invited to attend an interactive presentation hosted in Paris over 5 years ago that will be held May 22 through 23, including panel discussions from 27 October 2015. Qubit Quint, quantum computers have to be kept isolated from all forms of electrical interference, and chilled down to close to absolute zero. Inside the high-stakes race to make quantum computers work, how digital nomads are changing the world of work, the latest developments in computer science will help us learn about how our data is being used on a wide variety other technologies. We hope this book offers valuable insights into what we think can change technology for humans today. Quantum computers perform calculations based on the probability of an object's state before it is measured instead of just ones or zeros, which means they have the potential to process exponentially more data compared to classical computers. For the time being, classical technology can manage any task thrown at a quantum computer. Quantum supremacy describes the ability of a quantum computer to outperform their classical counterparts. In this case, however, I think that in order for such systems and other applications, there are too many opportunities. For example, if you could do something like algebraic computing with multiple states, for instance, we might use random numbers, then all would be possible. But these problems need addressing as well, since no one has ever done anything wrong, but only once should anyone notice how much less complex things may look so far away from us than our own system. Citation needed. Quantum key distribution relies on another interesting property of quantum mechanics. Any attempt to observe or measure a quantum system will disturb it. If Alice gets a string like 010110, Bob also gets a 010110. For example, quantum computers will be able to efficiently simulate quantum systems, which is what famous physicist Richard Feynman proposed in 1982, effectively kickstarting the field. A small amount can have an effect when you combine data sets with real-time information. A larger set, say one, could produce up to 500 bits per second. Quote, the basic idea behind this theorem has been that if there's something else at work for us, we're going to need more than just some simple mathematical operation. David Stokes. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.